Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Wald, and my guest today is...
Hang on.
Oh, she's quickly out of the blocks. Blimey. Jose Rallo.
Yes.
From Donna Fugata, which is in...
Sicily.
Right, off you go.
Yes.
So which you're a member of the family, aren't you?
I'm a member of a family. I have a brother. We are running the winery together.
And your brother is called?
My brother is very good. He's much more better than me.
What's he called?
Antonio.
Okay. So let's tell you what, let's start with the name Donna Fugata. What does Donna Fugata mean?
Donna Fugata means Donna, woman in flight. So it's a woman that is escaping from something dangerous, and she was a queen. She took refuge in western Sicily.
So that was Maria Carolina, who was queen of Naples.
Exactly. So well, you know the history very well. And she took refuge in the western part of Sicily in a palace that was called the Palace of Donna Fugata. And around this palace, near this palace, my mother inherited her vineyards. And so she decided to call the vineyard Donna Fugata Vineyards.
So she was fleeing in 1790. So quite a long time ago, yeah?
Yes, very long ago. And but, you know, the story makes a legend and the legend makes a reality, because my mother, it was also an escaping woman.
Really?
She was a teacher. She was teaching English in the school when she inherited the vineyard, and then she decided to change her life.
Did she get a lot of criticism for that? I mean, a teacher, that's a professional job. Why would she want to risk her career and become a farmer?
I can tell you that in the 70s, it was not so normal that a woman abandoned such a profession like teaching and became to be an entrepreneur in the country, wearing trousers and giving instructions to men who didn't want a woman over them, no? So she was really a pioneer, and she was really a brave woman. She is a wonderful woman.
So she's still alive, your mum?
She's still alive, yes.
Yeah, and is she proud of what you do?
She's very proud. Sometimes I think she's too much proud.
Really? Well, you're doing a great job so far. So let's talk about the estate itself in terms of the vineyards. Whereabouts in Sicily are you? Because Sicily's a pretty big place, right?
Sicily is quite big. You can count, I can tell you in kilometers, 400 kilometers from the eastern point to the western point. So it's quite a big distance. We are an island in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. And Donna Fugata was born in the western part, in the middle of the western part, with the vineyards I told you before, the one of the queen, escaping queen. And then we have historical cellars in Marsala, because my father was the fourth generation of a family involved in the wine business.
What was his first name?
Giacomo Rallo. He was the fourth generation of a family who started in 1851. So I should be the fifth generation, and my children the sixth generation. And then we moved also to Pantelleria, which is a very tiny volcanic island between Sicily and North Africa. I think it's the southest European border. And since a couple of years, 2016, we're moving also to the eastern part of Sicily, to Vittoria and to Mount Etna.
Really?
Yes, why not? We are always looking for new challenges.
So that's quite a big business then, isn't it? Spread out. You've got, you're on one island, you've got vineyards on another tiny little island. And on the big island that you're on, Sicily, you're getting vineyards in various parts of the island.
Yes.
So logistics,
yes.
I mean, you guys have got a pretty organized family. Are you an organized family?
We are very well organized in such terms. I'm a very lucky woman. My brother works a lot. He travels a lot. He's the winemaker. And so he's running all the time, all over Sicily. But we also have a nice team. Not a big team, but quite a good number of people who are, you know, in charge of the different wineries and the different vineyards. Fortunately, we have also a very long ripening period for the grapes and very long harvest. We have 100 days harvest long.
Wow, that's a lot. So, from start to finish?
We start from the end of July, the 31st of July, and we finish at the end of October.
So 31st of July, I imagine, would be grapes for the sparkling wine.
Chardonnay, exactly, and Pinot Noir for the sparkling, for the Brut. And the last grapes are the one on the volcano Etna at the end of October.
For red or for white?
For red.
And what about the Passito?
The Passito on the island of Pantelleria, we start on the mid of August. 15, 16, 17 of August, we start with the best grapes to dry them on nets. This takes about 3 weeks. Then we go again into the vineyard and we have a second harvest. Always fresh grapes, we make must, and then we destem manually all the dried grapes, and berry after berry we add this magical synthesis of aromas and sugars into the fermenting must. And so, this is the way we make the Passito.
So for the sparkling wine, because I think that's quite interesting that you're doing that on what is a very Mediterranean climate, are you just using any old grapes, or are you really selecting the vineyards for that?
No, we are selecting the grapes, but most of all and first of all, we have selected the vineyards. So we have chosen vineyards up on 500 to 600 meters on the level of the sea, which is very important for windy conditions and big excursion of temperature between night and day, and so ripening condition are perfect for grapes to make sparkling wine with very good acidity, very nice crispiness.
So the white wines, you have a single vineyard called Vigna di Gabri?
Yes, it's a crew.
Right.
It's a crew.
So where's that then?
It is in the middle of the western Sicily. The area is called Contessa Entellina.
It's a great name, isn't it?
It's a great name.
Is it a countess?
It's not a countess.
Oh, okay. Let's pretend it was.
It's a name coming from the Romans.
Right.
Because there was an ancient town called Antilia, Entellina, where the Romans were buying wine. And the people who was cultivating the grapes and producing this wine were very ancient Sicilian people staying there before the Romans came. So cultivation of grape is very, very ancient in Sicily, thousands and thousands of years.
What about the Antilla?
Antilia is a white wine made based on native grapes like Cataratto.
I love it when you say that.
And Ansonica and Grecanico, and also a little international grape variety. It's one of our flagship is the wine mostly spread all over the world. So people who know Donna Fugata very often know Antilia.
That's one of your biggest sellers, isn't it?
Yes, it's our big seller.
What's a good food match for that? I mean, I'm talking Sicilian food, not international food.
Well,
what are you guys drinking with at home?
We like very much with raw fish, you know, shrimps or white fish, just raw, like fillet. It's fantastic. Also with fried fish, we like very much.
Do you put, when you're frying the fish, is it kind of a salty fry or is it a non-salty fry?
No, it's salty.
Right, okay.
It's salty, yes.
Okay, that kind of kicks off some of those.
And we fry always with olive oil.
Right. Everybody at home, remember that. That's very important. So, and you also make a wine from Zibibbo. What is Zibibbo?
Zibibbo is a local name for a type of a Muscat of Alexandria.
It's said in Italian, Moscato.
Moscato di Alessandria. Yeah. It's a grape coming from North Africa. Mm-hmm. It was brought by the Arabs to Pantelleria Island. And the pairing between a volcanic soil, a volcanic island with the aromatic grape variety is really explosive. Zibibbo is a wonderful grape for making beautiful dry white wine. Our dried Zibibbo is called the Ligea. Slightly sweet Moscato and also also raisin wine, like the Berriere, which is the real Passito.
So the Berriere is a dry one, isn't it?
It's a dry wine. So it's a very versatile type of grape.
So food matching for that?
Crustaceous, of right. course, and anchovies, fresh cheese, olives.
So something with a little bit of that sort of impression of sweetness that the Muscat was.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's not sweet.
Exactly.
And then
you said the right words, because you have this flower, this, you know, orange blossom mm-hmm. in your nose. You think it's a sweet wine, but it's not.
Okay, let's get on to the reds. You have, I don't know who names your wines, but you should keep them, or her. You have 1001 Nights, Mille e Una Notte.
1001 Nights is our top red wine.
Right, go on.
And 1001 Nights, it's a wine that tells a lot of stories, a lot of fairy tales, like the work of art of the Oriental literature. It was an idea of my mother to put this name to this very serious wine, because my father was calling like that. No, this is our most important red wine, and we are giving such a name, you know. He was not so much convinced.
But, so he thought it was a bit frivolous.
A bit frivolous. But then my mother said, okay, I will design the label. And something like 2 days after, she came with a label, this blue label, very elegant, full of stars, golden stars, and the palace of Donna Fugata in the middle of the label. So my father said, okay, as usual, I agree with you.
But you have to say, I mean, I don't know if I'm getting this right, but the way you're dressed today, you are, you look like an artist with your dress. It's very difficult for me to describe it. It's almost like a little mural, like a sort of a watercolor mural with a fantastic array of colors. So your mum is obviously artistic, I guess, yeah?
Yes, my mother is an artist in her heart, in her mind, in her way of thinking. She's the person who always find a creative solution for any problem she's in charge of. And I like colors. Sicily for me is color, is light, is the color of the, you know, the blue sky, the blue sea, the color of the flowers during springtime. And for me, Sicily is just light, and light is happiness.
Right, that's a nice little line. Well, I believe you. I mean, I guess your dad was like Mr. Organized, and your mum was like the artist, yeah. And you get the best of get the best of both worlds.
This is too easy.
Yeah.
This is too easy.
Too simplistic.
Yes, because in my family, everyone has both souls.
Both sides. Okay.
The male and the feminine, the sensible and the rational. Myself too. I think to be rational, sometimes I like numbers. I need numbers to be creative.
Interesting.
I'm in charge of management control, mm-hmm. budget, forecast, but I'm in charge also of marketing and communication. So I need numbers to feel safe, to feel at ease, and then, okay, jump with the fantasy.
But that's the marketing bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it? Okay. Is it?
Right, let's know. What about, you make a red called Tancredi.
Yes.
Which is Nero d'Avola and
Cabernet Sauvignon. Yes.
And how did that blend come about?
Because when my mother started innovating the vineyard she inherited, she had to plant international grape variety. We were speaking about the 80s, and Sicily had not clonal research. It was very risky to plant some new Nero d'Avola vineyard or other native grapes. So she decided to cut certain risk and plant international varieties. It was a good idea anyway, because producing a very good Chardonnay with a Mediterranean character, or a very good Cabernet Sauvignon with a own personality, it was like demonstrating that Sicily, our terroir, it's able to compare to the international winemaking world, no? So it was a good idea to introduce Sicily through these kind of wines. We had a blend of Ansonica with Chardonnay, and a blend of Nero d'Avola and Cabernet Sauvignon. And these were like, you know, the testimonial of the new Sicily.
Okay, what about the Sherazade, the Nero d'Avola?
Sherazade came some years later. After a while, we started to make, you know, the first mass cell selection for the new vineyards of Nero d'Avola, and these were working a little bit more. And
so what did you look for when you did the clonal selection? Were you looking for big berries, small berries?
We are making vineyards and we make microvinifications. So we taste the different clones. There are clones that have a good acidity, which is very important for southern climate. No, mm-hmm. There are clones that are more perfumed, or they have more tannin, or no. So you're looking for something. Sometimes you need to have two or three clones, but then you can make the blend.
Right.
Then you can with your rational, you can make the blend. And
it's a mix of rationality and empiricism. So like three clones, but they're all different. So we cover our bases. And we have flexibility. Now, well, let's go on to the dessert wines, which for many people in the wine trade are one of Sicily's hidden secrets. It's always hard to convince people to drink sweeter wines like Muscat, but whenever I give them to my friends, they go, "Ooh, I don't wanna," they finish the bottle within like 3 seconds. It's really, so it must be incredibly frustrating for you sometimes to make these wines, and they can be quite a hard sell. But once you open the door, people really get into it. So you make a Moscato di Pantelleria.
Yes.
One of them is called Kabir, is that
Kabir,
right?
Kabir, yes.
And then the Ben Raye.
Berrier.
So you've got to let's do the names first.
Yes.
Why the names?
Okay. Kabir, it's fun because it makes the great.
As in the great, as in like Alexander the Great. Or
exactly,
Ryan.
Exactly. The great because it has great nose, a great palate, is very persistent, even if it is not made with the addiction of dried grapes. So it's just the naturally strength of the Zibibbo, okay?
Is it like Vidante a little bit? Is it like a...
No. It has something like 100 grams liter of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Per liter. It's a very nice wine for fruit dessert, crostata, we say
Italian. Tart,
jam tart. Or even I like very much with fresh cheese like ricotta and anchovies and olives. Very nice.
So, I mean, when you say fresh cheese, you mean cheese that isn't stagionato, it's
exactly.
Freshly made, not an aged or really
yes.
hard cheese.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, just made. Just
and
made.
The Ben Raye?
The Ben Raye is really a unique wine. It's a dessert itself. It's very sweet, but very fresh. And in your mouth, you have great aromas and this freshness that cleans the mouth and brings you to say, "I want another sip." And on the nose, the Berrier is just an explosion of apricots, peaches, honey, dates, figs, roses, raisins, and whatever you like. It's really explosive. So there was a journalist that defined it a dessert itself.
Right.
You can have it on its own.
Is that your favorite wine?
Very often. Very often it is my favorite wine, but I need time. I want time to sip Berrier. I don't have to be in a rush.
Okay.
Because it's worthy. It's worthy to have time.
So you sip it and then do some little bit of work and then sip
some. Yes, maybe music, maybe reading, or maybe, I don't know, talking with friends or with my husband. I like very much having time. While if I'm very tired in the evening and I come back at home, I don't know, 8 o'clock in the evening, I have to prepare dinner and so on.
Your husband
should
be doing that. I do that at home.
Yes.
You got to have a hard day's work. Husband's at home with his feet watching the telly.
My husband says, "What are we drinking?"
And right, get him on this podcast. I'll sort him out. There's no way he can't do that. It's not on. He can't just, you know, sit at home waiting for you to come in. Does he do the ironing at home?
No.
I do that. I do the ironing at home. You need to have a word with him.
No. He plays music. He plays music when he's at home.
Yeah. What does he
play?
Piano?
Drums.
Oh, right.
Plays drums, percussions. All Brazilian percussions, and I sing.
I sing?
I sing.
Ah, you sing?
Yes.
Really?
Of course.
So you play together, do you? You make music together?
We play together, especially Brazilian music. And when I'm drinking Berrier, I'm thinking about Brazilian music. And depending on my mood, I can choose Bossa Nova. Or if I'm very happy, I prefer a samba.
Right. So it's just you two at home, or do you have a band together?
We have a band together.
So how many people are in the band?
Depends. We can be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, depends.
And do you play like in local bars with your family and friends? Or
we have started playing in local bars, and then little by little we have been in Blue Note in Milano, and
really?
Blue Note in New York,
amazing.
And then Shanghai Four Seasons, and then Moscow, and on so on.
Amazing. I had absolutely no idea.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela menina que vem que passa num doce balanço caminho do mar. É moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que poema. Eu fico mais lindo por cabe passar.
You got such a big smile on your face. And so have I. That was absolutely outstanding. Oh, I need to change
it's
careers.
Fun.
You know, I'm just not cool enough to be like a DJ.
It's
or...
fun. I like to present my wine singing.
Really?
Yes, from the stage. People has a glass in their hand, and I will present the rhythm of the music and the rhythm of the wine, because wine is rhythm. Wine is energy.
Super. I honestly never would have. I didn't know about this. Honestly, I had no idea. You are, you know, you are beautifully dressed, like, well, not like a diva, but I mean, I can see why you just are. You're a very artistic person, aren't you? Do you feel a bit constrained sometimes, having to sort of crunch numbers and do spreadsheets about sales and all this sort of stuff? Is that how you let off steam with the music as a family? Or was it just something that's inside you that's incredibly strong? The music.
The music. I was born singing. But I've never heard singing in my family, neither my father, neither my mother, nobody. I don't know, maybe some grandfather or grandmother sent me in my blood some genes. I'll always be singing in my life. Even when I was small. And I was very happy to sing in the chorus. In the choir. And till I was at university, I had a choir of 80 elements. And it was great. It was great for me. It was like, I call it scuola di vita. It was
school of life,
no? And then, fortunately, I met my husband, and he put me on the stage in front of the public, and that was very, very different. And I had to go to school at that point.
What, to learn a bit more about music and study?
Yeah, of course. I had to study a couple of years.
I bet you were a good student, though.
And
after
2 years, I studied, the technique, reaching autonomy, like the pilot, and I decided to stop to study because I wanted to preserve my personality, my style. I didn't want to copy anybody else.
Yeah, you wanted to keep it individual.
Yes, just like this, as it happens.
Amazing. You got such an energy about you. Really, you do. I mean, it just I had no idea that you were singing, but just you know how you're dressed, I can't describe it particularly well, but you sort of radiate. You have one of those faces that radiates. You really do. And then the singing, fantastic. Just the names as well for your wine. I think it's obviously a very creative family. So many wines have really boring old names. This is gonna be an interview that's gonna last. I feel like it's gonna be like 15 hours long. But with you and the way you explain the names, this great logic.
All our labels and most of the names are unconventional, informal.
Yeah.
We don't like, squares or...
being stuck in a box, yeah.
To geometric things.
Also, your name, it's Jose, yeah?
Yes, Jose. Short name of Giuseppina.
But you prefer to be called Jose?
Yes, short.
Jose or Jose?
Should be like a French style, Jose. Yes, but... it's okay.
Your business card, your business card's funny. That's you on the front, is it? Or is it your great
It's girl? Our escaping woman.
Okay.
Our logo.
The Donna who escaped the Fugata. So I just want to say thanks to my guest today, José Rallo.
Yes.
From Donna Fugata in Sicily. A lady of many talents. Mum.
Thank you.
Chef, yeah. Singer, economist, promoter, public speaker.
Yeah.
And broadcaster. I'm honestly never going to forget this interview. No, honestly, I'm not. It's absolutely cracking. You got such a personality. I just pale in comparison to the. You were like a vedetta, a star.
Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.